QC, Ed and Darren love feeling fresh in the morning. But for those morning pick-me-ups, they grab a regular cup of freshly ground coffee for just $2. Available 24/7 at 7-Eleven.
Good morning. And get up. Now count me in. QC, Ed and Darren. QC, Ed and Darren. Gather on your radio now for QC, Ed and Darren.
Yeah, the podcast... the actual show today, yes. It's always interesting, but there was an issue at the end of the show between, we had Arj Barker, who's the comedian who you might already know, very funny comedian, but he's embroiled in a brouhaha with a woman who left his show with a baby because he said leave the show because the baby is making too much noise.
Yeah, so we got them on together for the first time since that, you know, fortuitous moment, and it... Yeah, it went. I don't know how would you describe how it went.
It got really feisty. It was feisty the whole way through. Yeah. Trish, the woman in question, was
she wasn't backing down.
She was jabbing Arj left, right, and centre, talking about his ticket prices, talking about just saying that he was with his 35 years of experience, he should have handled the situation better.
Mm-hmm. Now, she said it wasn't so much that he asked her to leave; it was the way that he did it.
Now she did go to my show, which she has said publicly, and she's. She's talked me up, that's fair to say.
Very much so.
But I did tell her during the conversation, if her baby had have kept talking, I probably would have tried to get her to leave.
What were the noises, Hughie? Because I know the noises babies make. Was it I'm hungry baby noises?
No, it was like, more like trying to speak but not knowing how to speak. Like baby talk.
Okay.
So you hear, talk. And like, you're hearing baby talk during the show. At one point during the show, I told her to... chuck the baby on the boob, and I might have said, get that baby a full glass of vodka. So I wanted to knock the baby out. So, but it was it ended up being fine for my show, and people actually dealt with it and it became part of the show. But it can easily go pear-shaped, and I can see why Arj did what he did.
Did the baby stop, or was it?
Yeah, the baby did stop. If the baby had kept talking right through, I would have definitely got her to leave. But Arj told her to leave. She thought he was joking, and then she ended up marching out. She ended up being marched out, and people were having a go at her, apparently. Now it's all online.
Yeah.
But during our conversation, Erin, you had an issue with Arj's manner, which is fair, absolutely fair.
No, look, he's come on once before, and
he can be prickly, and he can put people offside left, right, and
centre. I think I've got a pretty good sense of humour. I'm sure I have a very good sense of humour. I'm not really that highly strung these days, but I just felt that he embarrassed me a bit, to be entirely honest. I felt a bit embarrassed by something he said last time he came on where he kind of, you know, had a go at me for interrupting his joke or something something I didn't do intentionally, had no idea what was coming, etc. And then, so I was already, I felt embarrassed. And then when he did it again and I kind of tried to bring him in because we had both mother and him on, I then went to say, you know, she'd said her bit and I think she would have kept going and going. She had a lot to say. Absolutely. So I said, Arj, you know, are you, and I tried to bring him in, which is kind of what you do as a host or a facilitator of a discussion. And he kind of shut me down and, I know how a conversation works. And
you and held on to that, but at the end you snap back.
Well, I didn't want to overtake the segment, right? So what I wanted was for those two to talk. So I kept thinking in my head, do I say something or not? And then I felt like I had to say something because I felt embarrassed again. So
he's just texted saying that, thank you, because I said that you've accepted his apology because he apologised via text message. Yes. So you need to hear this podcast.
Yeah, you need to.
It gets really tense. Mm. It's at the end of the podcast. Yep. But he has just texted back to say he thanks you for, you know, accepting his apology. And he said it was sincere. So
no, that's great.
I think
thank
it's a teachable
you.
Moment for Arj and, for everyone. So, you know.
Enjoy the podcast.
Sorry, what's the teachable moment for me? Stop interrupting and telling people how to conduct conversations.
No, well, that was already, you'd already had that lesson, but no, to say your piece and gives us fun radio.
Would have been great to listen to.
This is I on
Sydney.
So the best news for school holidays is the weather over the next few days. 27 degrees or around that all over Sydney. Next 2 days, sunny, perfect. This is beach weather.
I just wish someone had mentioned this yesterday because then I would have put tan on last night and I've missed my window.
Can you go to the beach milky white skinned? And why not?
Because I keep thinking of that scene in A League of Their Own where she's reading out of the book and she says, he touched her milky white.
And we're all thinking of that scene most days. And
But that's a positive thing. So I saw really a woman yesterday who had really white skin, and she's not someone who...
That you love.
I don't want to be culturally sensitive here, but, you know, I know that in some countries you look at billboards as you drive down the highway or get driven down the highway, and they are skin whitening.
Yeah.
So this is, for many cultures... They dream of milky white skin. I'm not saying they should, because I don't. I've got milky white skin, and I dream of having darker skin. And I always have dreamed of having darker skin.
How
and
dark?
My milky white skin has not helped me at all.
How dark?
And
how
I
dark?
Would go
and
I,
where
everywhere
specifically.
Well, everywhere.
But if you could only pick one body,
no, not there. That'd be weird. It'd be weird that then you unveil and they're like, "What? You've had a transplant?" No, I haven't. I got it burnt.
Do you want to try it? Like, is there a way you could trial the tone that you're interested in?
That I've got actually different shades of fake tan you could do down
I'm not
there.
Doing
over
that. I'm not
going to
go. I'm not going to go.
You've got to exfoliate.
I'm going to keep all my clothes on except my underwear. That'd be weird, wouldn't it? Just this bit. Just spray this, can you? Just look bigger. It would look bigger, wouldn't it?
Oh, would. No, because women get tans to look smaller.
Because white looks bigger, doesn't it? Because when I get a full body tan, I look thinner.
Yes.
So it wouldn't be good. No, we're not doing it.
Get the whitening out. Get the whitening cream out.
Guys, that was not. Why did that end up there?
The point is, the weather is. The point is, there's tops of 27 all across the city today.
This was a weather segment.
But also a school holiday segment. How do we end up there?
I don't know why you're doing
this.
Well, just what you like.
What I like.
When are we talking Babygate?
Yeah.
Next. We've got a lot of evidence of our involvement in Babygate, which is where the baby was in the comedy show and the comedian kicked the baby out. It's the talk of Australia.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Everyone is talking about Babygate, the baby that was at the comedy show and the comedian, Arj Barker, friend of ours, kicked the baby out. Now, I talked about this on the radio show yesterday without realizing it was going to blow up.
Well, before it became global news. Have a listen.
Well, story bubbling around this morning about an incident that happened at a comedy show in Melbourne, actually during the Melbourne Comedy Festival over the weekend, where a comedian ordered a baby to leave the room.
Oh, wow.
Because the baby was crying. And I spoke to the comedian before this became news, and I wasn't going to talk about it, but I know it's got some traction. I had no idea how much traction it was going to get, though.
Every time I've looked at a TV, a newspaper, an online news site, it's the top article. It's ridiculous.
So Sunday morning, I ring Arj Barker about something else, a lunch I couldn't attend. And he says, "Oh, you're lucky you're talking to me." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because I'm about to get cancelled." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And then he told me the story from the previous night that he'd kicked a baby out and then a few people had left with the baby and people weren't happy. And then someone had gone online and had a crack at him. But I still didn't think it was going to get much traction.
No.
But I did say to him, "Mate, this is good for you. People are going to be on your side here, a baby at a comedy." And I actually said to him, this is before this began, I said, "Mate, I had a baby in my show earlier in the festival and I didn't kick it out, but it was, But I didn't realise it was the same baby.
Same baby.
Yeah, this is from Channel 10.
She went on, Channel 10. Yeah. Here we go.
Barker asked Trish to leave the theatre.
It was a very difficult situation, but I think I would do it again.
It was pretty humiliating.
It's not the first show the young mum has attended with baby Clara after seeing comedian Dave Hughes just a few weeks ago.
He did note her. He did work a little bit of a skit into his show about there being a baby, and then he just carried on.
So
hang on. Wait. That was on television, but I saw on an AM radio station. She sort of pulled her punches a bit there because initially, that was a sort of later on in the day. Initially, Erin Molan, when she went on AM radio, she was pumping Husey up big time. This is what she said in the first interview I saw.
Yeah.
And we booked two comedy shows. One was Husey at the very beginning, and Husey was absolutely amazing. He heard her. She Googled him. He showed too. She was having a bit of a giggle. And he did a skit about her and his own kids. and he moved on with his show like a true professional.
Look, there is some quotes I can use there for my next poster.
I was going to say, that's amazing.
True professional, amazing.
But when she says gurgling and laughing, so was the baby crying or was it gurgling and laughing? Because gurgling and laughing is very different to crying.
Look, in my show, I couldn't see the baby, but I could hear there was a very small child in the audience. I could tell. I don't think crying, but making noise enough that I definitely had to reference it. Because everyone in the room was aware of it.
Right.
And I did, I segued into, I think, jokes about my kids when they were on planes or something. I think that's what I did.
Right.
Yeah.
And Trish might be a nurse, actually.
Yeah. Were you distracted by it?
Because we were all distracted, but I was able to make it a joke. But and I'll say this to her. We're going to get her on later on.
Yeah,
we're going to get her on. We're going to get Arj on. We're going to get them together.
Yes, that's going. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to go because apparently he's already tried to reach out and she says no, thank you. So this could be a bit tense.
No, I think it's going to. I think we can bring him together. But if her baby had have kept talking a lot during the show, I probably would have said, "Can you, you know, step outside for a while?" I probably would have said that, to be honest. So
you're disappointed that this has blown up for Arj and not for you.
I am. And I'm disappointed that she's gone on further media during the day and not mentioned me.
Yeah.
She was on The Project last night, a show that I started.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not mentioned.
And I wasn't mentioned.
Wait, no. Not even by your fellow panelists who would have done their research on the story?
None of them mentioned it. It was like, why are we cutting out a major part of this story that she...
Jealousy.
I emboldened her to take her baby to other shows because of how it worked in our show.
So it's like your fault.
Well, if the baby if that baby had not been a star of my show, because it did get big laughs, she probably wouldn't have taken that. If I had have said to her on that night, let's get the baby out, don't bring the baby back, she wouldn't have taken that baby to Arj.
And this would have been you. I'm interested to know.
Could have been me.
Because Arj says he was crying, and I'm interested to know whether or not.
Because she's saying giggle, gurgle.
Yeah.
But there are other people there, so I'd like to hear a few other opinions on what kind of noise baby was making.
Oh, look, we're gonna get to it.
Today FM. Joe Biden and the latest gaffe.
The president of the free world.
That's right. The man who is essentially, as a smaller country with less impressive defensive systems, the man that we rely on for our safety here in Australia.
But also the guy who's in charge of the code that can end the world.
Essentially, yes.
He presses that button, life as we know it is over and the cockroaches get back in charge.
That's so true. Yeah. So what you want in someone responsible for all of that is a sound mind would be probably my bare minimum. We are completely screwed, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden, campaigning in Pittsburgh, made the following comments about his Uncle Bozy. Listen carefully. There's a bit of wind.
We called him Uncle Bozy. He was shot down. He was an Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. He flew single-engine planes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. He had volunteered because someone couldn't make it. He got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals.
So he's saying that Uncle Bozy got eaten by cannibals in New Guinea.
Yep.
He's making that claim.
Anthony Albanese's the first sitting prime minister to walk the Dakota Trail. I don't know if there's a plaque there for Uncle Bozy. This is the spot.
Are you saying we should ask Anthony Albanese to keep an eye out for us?
How can you say that?
But also, if a plane goes down in that area of the world, a remote area of the world where there's very few people, just assume that they've been eaten by humans. There's a chance that they're right now hanging from a parachute on a tree, you know, with the cannibals underneath looking up, trying to...
just normal sort of people just wandering past going, like,
As you'd imagine, there was a lot of curiosity surrounding this revelation because no one had heard this before from the president. So at the next day's White House press conference with Jean, she was asked and...
So she's his person.
She's his media advisor, his spokesperson, his numero uno. Have a listen to the question and potentially the greatest answer in the history of the world.
Why is President Biden saying that his Uncle Bozy was eaten by cannibals?
So, you know, I answered this question yesterday. I don't have much to say beyond what I said to some of your colleagues. Look, I was there. The president had a emotional and I think a symbolic moment. He had an opportunity as president to honor his uncle's service in uniform.
An emotional and symbolic moment.
It was symbolic.
It was a symbolic moment when he's referring to. What is it symbolic of?
That all Bidens get eaten by people. It's the service. It's a sacrifice.
Yeah, and just on behalf of Papua New Guinea, there a fair few officials have come out essentially completely smashing it and saying it's not, you know, it's highly offensive.
Well, yeah.
Well, he's not going to get cancelled, though, is he?
No, he just marches on. Let's all remember Uncle Bosie today when we tuck into our breakfast.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid have gotten serious.
Jennifer Lopez in tears over hubby Ben Affleck.
It's showbiz.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you who's not in tears over something someone did this week, and that is Sydney Sweeney. You'll remember a couple of days ago we spoke, end of last week, I think, about the very apparently famous Hollywood producer and university professor Carol Baum, who basically said to a class of people and then spoke about it at an event, a class of acting students, "I want to know who she is and why everyone's talking about her," talking about Sydney Sweeney, and posed the question, "She's not pretty, she can't act, why is she so hot?" So Sydney Sweeney's manager kind of hit back and said, "Well, you know, if that's the best contribution you can make to another woman in the industry, poor. You should sod off."
Yeah.
And Sydney Sweeney's posted a photo on Instagram wearing a jumper, a baggy one, saying, "Sorry for having great tits."
She said that.
Yes. Well, the jumper does. So everyone's saying this is her.
Can I have a look at that photo?
Yep. But that's why I said baggy, because I just didn't want you to waste your time.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
So that's what the actual shirt says.
Yes, the shirt says that. Yeah, she doesn't.
Well, the Sydney Sweeney does, you know.
No, she does.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
But you know what? She also looks like fun, which is great, isn't it? She looks like she can have a laugh.
Yeah.
Doesn't look. Yeah, she was on Saturday Night Live doing all those jokes she was doing about her boobs, and that's someone who's not taking themselves too seriously.
Yeah, but what would she possibly have to take seriously or not be happy about?
Well, she could take it to heart that this other woman said she's got no talent.
But she probably knows that.
But like, she's got
the
talent.
Acting thing, no. Because she's got talent.
I don't
and
think she's the world's best actor. There's no. But she'll probably win an Academy Award. They all do. They all do eventually, don't they?
Unless
they hang around long enough. Margot Robbie might even win one.
Nah.
Why not?
Well, she's got to do a movie that makes an impact, you know, that she's really resonates.
Got to do a movie where she's...
She's got to do a movie where she looks ugly.
Yeah.
That's the only way pretty actresses can win Oscars. You've got to do something where you're ugly.
Charlize Theron, she won one.
Yes, exactly, for Monster.
Yeah. Has Halle Berry won one?
Yes.
I think she has. Right.
Has she? But it was for like an emotional ugly role,
I think. She has won one.
Not that one where she walks out of the beach in the bikini and looking hot. Nah.
Speaking of great, that's the one where she got $1 million for that one.
Oh,
for
to take it her top off. Yeah, that was
to show them to Hugh Jackman.
That was money well spent.
Can I wrap up with a little closer to home news? Or you want to keep talking about Sydney Sweeney?
No, I was going to say that Cate Blanchett won one when she bunged on a fake nose.
Yes, exactly.
That was
Nicole Kidman.
They're all the same.
Someone put on
and the same.
Monster's Ball, Halle Berry.
Oh, that's right.
She was all like no makeup.
Yes, exactly. See, that shows that they're true actors and not just using their looks.
Two hot women won Academy Awards for movies with the word monster in the title. Is that right?
Well done. Yep.
Because Charlize Theron won for Monster. Yeah. Great. And Halle Berry for Monster's Ball.
Well done, man.
So maybe we could just all make movies with the word monster and that's our ticket. Robert Irwin, they're saying, won't be back on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, even though he clearly did an amazing job.
In the beginning of time, deep in the African jungle, there were 11 fearless celebrities.
His mother's.
They're saying his mum's come on board and says, "Sorry, give us more money, or we're doing a deal with Channel 7."
Have Channel 7 got any money left?
Channel 7. It's OnlyFans.
Oh God, I knew that it hadn't been fact checked. Thank you.
It was Channel 7 just throwing money at the doctor.
I don't think they have.
Brown,
and yeah, now surely.
Just, I don't think you've got much money left, Channel 7, because they, you know what? They save money on
what
cab
do you mean?
Charges. Yeah, they don't give me on cab
but
charges.
But wouldn't Channel 10 have more money now?
Because
how
of
much
the
money has Port Channel Bed 7 spent on massages? And is that what got Rob across the line? Give me the Lerman.
I don't think he would
you
be
give
a
me
massage
the full
guy.
Lerman, and I will come on board.
Do you think he would be a massage guy, Rob? No, he's not, actually.
Soon find out.
No, we're not going down that track.
Soon find
no,
out.
No, we're not. Right.
Righto.
His manager might get involved here and want some more money off us.
I didn't say any. I'm just saying that they said Channel 7.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Mayday, mayday. This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
I just want to make the point that you just said that we always share both sides as we go into the segment that basically is all about just one person's perspective and we smash the other.
No, not always. I think I do a good job of this. I actually look at it from the other person's perspective, and I will this time as well.
Well, you can. Here we go. So after 10 months of dating, Sienna broke up with Charles. Mm. Charles asked for his belongings back that he had left at Sienna's house. His request included something from her top drawer.
Sienna is stunning, by the way. So we've got a photo of Sienna.
Yeah, wowzers. She'll
never see the light
woman.
Of day, this photo, because that's what we do. Here we protect anonymity.
Tell everyone what her name was originally that you didn't find attractive enough.
No, I'm not going to say it because there's a lot of people with that name who will be listening to it. So I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I've done that before. never publicly broadcast a name you don't like. Seriously, don't do that, please, because I'll get emails from hot people with that name. All right.
Right.
No, well, I don't want that. Here we go. This is me. I'm starting. Yes, I'm Charles.
Charles.
Are you home? When can I come pick my things?
I've left the jumper and hat out the front of my place. I'll be out most of today.
Yeah, cool, thanks. What about the rest of the stuff?
What stuff?
The toys.
Huh?
Toys I bought.
I thought they were a gift for me.
No, I bought them for us. And since there is no more us, I'll take them with my other stuff.
You're not serious. You want to take the sex toys you bought me?
I did buy them, so...
Don't you think that's weird? You bought them for us. The toys we used. What are you going to do with them?
Sienna, I paid for them, so I should get to keep them. Don't want you using them since I bought for them.
Ha ha ha, whatever, Charles. I can't be bothered to argue. Should I keep the batteries out of them since they were mine? Lol.
Look, I think it's happened to all of us. And Sienna, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you
How
end,
are you?
We're good. Did you end up giving him those toys?
Well, yeah, I put them out the front and they disappeared. So someone took them.
Put them out the front. Was it on the street? You put them on the footpath or where were they?
I put them out the front of my house in the Woolies bag. Very, very classy.
All right, Woolies bag.
So. How did the relationship end? Because, you both seemed quite, polite-ish prior to the toys thing.
It just kind of fizzled out.
Yeah,
it was just a bit of a, me kind of got over it, and I think he got a little bit salty after that.
Yeah. So are you in a relationship now?
I am in a relationship now.
Yeah. Did you buy all the...
No, I didn't, but I did tell this story, so I think it's pretty clear that they're mine if anything happens.
Well,
what a great person Sienna is.
She's a character. Isn't she?
Thanks, darling. I love the word salty. It makes it like it, you sound so like young and hot and hip.
She is.
Yeah.
True. I don't know. Yeah. It's a nice way of saying someone was pretty, pretty annoyed.
How old are you, Sienna?
I'm 24.
Yeah.
What an age, yeah. Hey?
Oh, she's 24. Living her life out there.
24, what an age.
You're right. It wasn't that long ago for you.
Maybe the first to say that Sienna is a hero and that I don't know why she's not getting a special tribute on Australia Day. So,
if Sienna gets a tribute before my Aaron's Law, where I change legislation in this country.
She's done something.
She does get $500, though, remember?
Yeah, she does. And so that
anyone can get $500 here.
Oh, I know, man.
Yes, they can. You can DM us at Hughie and Aaron if you've got any dodgy dating app chat.
And when we come back, Aaron's going to tell us what famous person has still got her jacket.
Here we go. He's world famous.
Can't wait.
Have you had to get something back from an ex? Let us know. 131060, lines are open. What about this? The Sydney Comedy Festival Gala is on Thursday night, and we've got double passes to go to the Sydney Comedy Festival Gala. So if you've had to get something back from an ex, you let us know. 131060. Maybe they've still got something of yours that you want back.
Sydney Comedy Festival Gala is a great event. Take your babies. Let's get there. Let's make
Today FM.
Who has got you? You've been out with a number of famous men. I don't know how many famous women you've been out with. Who knows? Keep that stuff close to your chest and fair enough.
Why would I need to hide that stuff?
Yeah. We shouldn't need to hide it.
Why would I need to feel shame?
I'm not here for you to hide it.
And just to answer that question, I haven't been out with any famous women. Why do you need to say that? I'm not being defensive or anything.
You sound like you're being defensive.
No, I'm living my truth.
Or are you?
Got you there.
So anyway, he was a V8 Supercars champion and he's now a NASCAR champion, and we dated for maybe 2 months, 3 months or something. Potentially,
you're talking about Shane Van Gisbergen.
Yes. It was very funny. They
call him
SVG.
SVG.
But I remember we had these photos in my top drawer at Channel 9 of us at like Dreamworld. And
what happened? Did you not think he was going to be fast enough? Or
what?
He's a NASCAR driver, mate.
That is
You're here banging on with us on the radio.
Can you look back at my history of men? Was I ever interested in success?
I'm not going to say that. What do you want to bag all your ex-boyfriends? Some of them have really kicked goals.
They tend to go really well once a relationship ends. No, I really needed to do that therapy last year. I was not in a good place.
Will you not give you your jacket back or what happened with the jacket?
I don't know. I just remember using it all the time as like an excuse to make contact, like really embarrassing. Like, hey, I'm up on the Gold Coast for work. Don't suppose I could get my jacket. Like, just really
if
sad,
I go to his Wikipedia page, will your name come up?
No, it was never made public. We kept it because I was on the footy show at that stage.
Did this actually happen?
Fantasyland. Fantasyland.
So you don't believe
Are there any paps of you two together?
No, there's nothing. But nothing. Those photos and the photos from Dreamworld were in my desk
Can you show me a photo of you and him together?
I don't know.
You've got no photos.
I don't know.
You who take more photos than anyone.
Yeah,
I've got no photos of this racing car driver.
How far back do iPhones go?
Did you just watch Days of Thunder and you thought, is it a fan? Did you dream all this? Can we get him on? We've got to get him on. I know he's in the middle of his NASCAR season.
No, there's got to be. No, I remember
Will he admit it?
Why would he be ashamed?
I don't know.
Did it even happen? Now I'm questioning myself. I've never even done drugs.
Have you met him? Yes. Let's ask him.
Yes.
All right, we're going to contact his people. We'll see if he gets back to us.
But what if they don't know?
Well, they won't.
I met his dad.
Oh, you met his dad?
Yes.
That was
the Brisbane Lions.
That was a Brisbane Lions player.
Did that happen?
No, the captain.
Did that happen? We'll find out just how much of this is Fantasyland.
This is the Hughie, Ed and Aaron podcast.
The Hughie, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Aaron, we are going to talk Taylor Swift, but we're going to put the song on first because we need Taylor fans to get involved.
I listened to it yesterday, by the way, the whole album when I was getting my eyelashes done. But speaking about having some time to myself, I've discovered the greatest thing in the history of the world, which you both told me would come when my daughter started school, the play date.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you so much. I don't know how I've lived prior.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about, you know, me on the floor with my daughter or even kind of going to someone's house and talking to their parents. I'm talking about
a drop off.
Like I parked half on the road, half off it. Took her in.
Don't even have to stop the car.
Knocked on the door.
You
didn't
can have
almost
the car can be rolling.
Was rolling.
Might open the door. Yeah. Drop and roll. The commando roll out.
And off I was.
My son. Drop and roll, son.
Yep. It honestly, it's the greatest thing in history. And like the mum said to me, she was so lovely. you know, come back whenever. Yeah, I was like, what do you mean? She said, well, the longer she's here, the easier it is for us. And I went, Mike, I said, I mean, I might have a nap.
But that's why you have multiple children, so they can play with each other.
Well, exactly, but so, I don't. I've I know, only got
so
one
you
child.
Need a community, and that's why you've done the right thing. You've got a school near your house.
Yes, like so across the road.
So your daughter needs to start becoming friends with all the kids who live in the area.
But then do I have to return service? This is my issue. So, because she's with her dad every second weekend, so does that mean the next weekend I have her, so not this weekend, but the next weekend, then do I have to be like,
yes, you do.
You come over here, but then that's easier for me, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because then my daughter can play with
her. They know that your daughter, they can also drop their kids at your house, and then it's a shared thing. So, but it'd be great if you get three or four of them together. So then it's like you need to have to do one out of four. So she's got
amazing.
One. She needs to gather more friends.
I think she's got like two or three.
She's very friendly. She's very social.
She's very social.
Your life's going to be fine.
No, this is amazing. So I went home. I had a nap. And then even then I extended it and I texted the mum and just kind of said, hey, how does 3:30 work?
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
And you know what?
And
you know that this other person will look after your child more than their own child. You know, the responsibility you've got when someone else's kid's at your house is more than your own kids. So if there's danger, you're going to put your own kids in danger so this other person's kids are safer.
That's actually so. Wow. When, mind you, though, I did when I got back to the house to pick up, she'd gone to the hairdressers, the mum.
Yeah, great. Just the two kids, 2 5-year-olds on their own. Yeah. Don't
Dad
say
was
that.
There. No, but Dad was there. He was,
don't mess this up through the radio, through your silly jokes.
No, I know.
If that mum hears this, she's going to go, nah, no more. She's questioning my parenting.
Please Kelly, don't. Please don't.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Taylor Swift.
Sport and pop music collide.
Superstar of a generation.
Biggest concert event in its history.
Taylor Talk.
Now, we want to get some opinions on a Taylor Swift song. So if you're still on the line, stay there, because you might have something to say about this Taylor Swift song.
And you might get another little prize as well.
Yes.
I've got a $100 Red Rooster voucher for you.
All right. So, but we are giving some, we're putting someone on the list now, aren't we? Yeah.
Yep.
Very small, very tight list. And I'd like to head to Camden South, if possible, and speak to Lisa.
Yeah, now, Lisa, you are one step closer to being in Paris in about 3 weeks' time.
3 weeks? Oh, my goodness.
Who would you take, Lisa?
Oh, my daughter. She's Taylor crazy. Everything's Taylor in this house.
Love that. Did you love our 2Tay FM, Lisa?
Oh, it's awesome. I just love 2Tay FM full stop.
Yeah, good on you.
Why
wouldn't you, Lisa?
Finally.
Now, have you listened to the new album, or is your daughter more likely to listen to the new album?
I've been at work this week, but my daughter has downloaded it. She's told me, Mum, so many hours. Mum, there was more songs on it than we thought. Oh, my God. She's just been nuts.
Yeah. So we're looking for an – thank you, Lisa, and good luck. Let's hope it's you going to Paris.
Hey, but do you know what? We've decided we're going to play another Taylor Swift song before 9 a.m., so we're going to put another opportunity in. Yeah, last-minute decision. We're going to put another opportunity for you to get on that list before 9 a.m. But, yeah, if you've heard the new album, 131060, if we've just got one of the fans there that perhaps has heard some of the new album, because the speculation is rife. They're always about her ex-boyfriends. Who's copping a serve this time?
Yeah, look, I'm interested in the song The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, which to me
Grant
seems...
Denyer?
Well, as Grant had a relationship with Taylor, I'm going to say probably not.
Okay.
You'll be happy for the shout out. Grant Denyer doing a great job on his TV show.
What's it called?
Deal or No Deal.
He's done it.
In The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, she basically, this person has cheated on her. There's no doubt about that.
Not again. She's always. Sorry. I know we love Taylor, but it's actually not possible that every ex-boyfriend ever has done the wrong thing. You know what the common denominator between these boyfriends doing the wrong thing is?
Here we go.
It's you, Taylor. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Let's just go with the lyrics, though. And you'll confess why you did it, and I'll say good riddance, because it wasn't sexy once it was forbidden. So what was he doing?
Well, she's doing it.
You said normal girls were boring, but you were gone by the morning. Now, who's this about? Is the last line of the song, the last few lines?
Right.
You got them? Now, you got the, yep.
And in plain sight you hid, but you are what you did. And I'll
forget you, but I'll never forgive the smallest man who ever lived.
Is she talking about his appendage, I wonder?
Oh, you are.
I don't know.
Is he what? Is he slight of stature?
Well, who is it? Can we talk to an adult who knows something about it?
There's a lot of children calling.
You don't want to go to the 6-year-old, the 11-year-old, the 12-year-old.
Reva, I think Reva. I think line two might be Reva, who's just called in on 131060. I think she's listened to the full album. Hi, Reva. Hey, Reva. You've heard the new double album?
Yeah, of course.
Who is she talking about in The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived?
I think it's about Matt Healy.
It's about Matt Healy, who's the singer.
Yeah, from the 1975 Reva. Is that him?
Yeah, that's him.
I thought that Fortnite was about him because I only went out for 2 weeks. How many songs?
That's why.
Well, apparently a lot are about him, and that's why it's so ridiculous. And his family's like, "Oh my god, enough!"
But she went out with him for 2 weeks, and she wrote half her album about him. Yep. So he's the smallest man who ever lived, is
well,
he?
I don't know. There's not kind of a little explainer at the end. I wish
what
there was.
What did he do? What's going to be declassified?
Do you remember what she says,
were you a sleeper cell spy? You were writing a book. Has he written a book about it?
She's like Joe Biden when she says things. She has emotional moments, you know, and symbolic moments.
Were you sent by someone who wanted me dead? Was he poisoning her? What's happening? What's going on?
She went out with Putin. I know she went out with Putin for a while. That could be it. Another chance before 9 a.m. Now, kids'
she
album.
Wants this guy in jail, by the way.
Yeah, really
well, does. Just can I leave
you
people with this
prison.
Thought off the back of Ed's observation about the problem could be Taylor? I had a therapist who once told me that the only way to stop your partner from having an affair is to keep him happy.
Truth to that.
I'm going to say that's not right. Just people are viva la
different. I think at the time when I told you it had happened, you were appalled.
No, I just think it. No, I don't know what.
You were highly in agreement, were you?
No, I wasn't.
I can't remember.
At all. It's not your fault. He's just randy. Some people are just randy.
You know what? It's on my album. So, 131060 lines are open. We have already had one genius.
Randy. What are you?
Alpha Bucks. Kids Alpha Bucks, 131060. Let's play The Mental Load. We're going to lighten that for the mums out there. And then it's Arj Barker, the comedian, and the mum from Baby Gate, plus the baby.
I just heard her on the Today Show, Ed. I just saw she's not accepted his apology. She just told Carl
that.
Well,
they're going to be on the radio.
Be...
yes, together. and look, we've worked out it's actually
Audrey's
fault, which is great.
I'm the Venn diagram between both of them is me. I'm in the middle there. Mm-hmm. There's an overlap. Mm-hmm. We're going to cause peace here. We start here, and where do we end up with our peacemaking?
Don't do it. Don't say it. I'm not dragging me into that. I'm not falling for that one.
Today FM.
Today FM's Husey, Ed and Erin's Mental Load is looking for the women of Sydney juggling more than their significant other.
Okay, ladies, now let's get information.
It's a common complaint, and we're not here to say it's not justified. Where it's generally women, not always women.
No, absolutely. We acknowledge there are some men out there who carry their fair share of the mental load, if not all of it. But I think for the most part, most people would accept that it is the mum, the woman, the wife in the household that generally has to keep an eye on everything. And if hubby is helping, it's because she's had to facilitate it, organise it, book it in, plan it, etc., etc., etc.
Now, we had my wife on yesterday who is big on this and she's disappointed in me and my ability to be across what the family are up to.
Yes. This is her yesterday. Mind you, she gave you a lot of credit.
What percentage of the mental load of your family would you say you carried?
Yeah, no, a very large percentage. I don't even know. I think that it's got to be at least 75%.
I hated that.
Yeah, me too.
She gave me 25%.
She was kind.
It was awful.
And then she gave me 25%.
Well, we did a quiz that then showed that you wouldn't have even had that 25%.
I struggled, and we're going to be doing quizzes with families, or with couples, not families. Well, so who have we got today?
Let's meet our newest long-suffering mama.
Hey, Priya from Camden, welcome aboard, and you carry the mental load, do you not?
Yes, that's right, 100%.
Let's hear some of your statistics. Are you currently preggers?
Yes, I am, so I'm 8 months pregnant.
So you're creating life within you. You're building it moment by moment.
And by the way, that's exhausting for all the men listening. Like, your heart has to beat like 22 times as quick or some stat, or the blood that rushes around. Anyway, it's actually exhausting growing a child.
Right, and you've got another one as well, do you?
Yeah, so we've got a four-year-old as well.
Yeah, and so you're full-time looking after the four-year-old who's not at school, obviously. So there's, you know, when they get to school, it gives you a break during the day. But yours
a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of a break, yeah. All right, so...
So tell us, just give us an indication of what Rob does before we meet your husband and do a little quiz with him.
Yeah, so he works in HR and we live down in Camden, so he does travel to work on the train for a couple of hours a day.
Wow.
So he's gone... What time's he gone generally by?
Probably 5:30 in the morning.
And what time does he get home generally?
Depends. Sometimes it could be 4 or 5 o'clock or something.
Yeah, so 12 hours out of the house, probably. Yep. On average.
Yeah.
And does he acknowledge that that's difficult for you as well and kind of help you in other ways, i.e. the mental load?
Look, he does help. You know, he's obviously the fun dad. So,
one of them ones. Yeah. Classic. Yeah. Okay.
Does he call himself the fun dad?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, right. So you want a good time, you come to dad.
Yeah.
You want all the logistics, all the admin, all the boring stuff, you go to mum.
Correct.
Mm. That's it.
Okay, let's do the quiz, shall we meet Rob?
Yeah.
Rob, hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Now, you're a self-acknowledged fun dad.
Yeah, I would believe so. Yeah. I think she knows where, you know, Layla knows where the party's at. Yeah.
Just tell us, on the weekends, you're not out, you know, on a bike doing cycling or playing golf for a weekend, are you?
No, I never have. So, you know, since Layla was born, I've, you know, I haven't had a boys' night out. I haven't been fishing, but I choose to be at home and fish. I love being at home. And,
ooh.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That sounds a little bit like he, the mental load is he's doing enough.
He's doing enough. Well, we'll find out with the quiz, I think, when we come back.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
We're acknowledging the load and we're trying to lighten the load through men admitting or getting them to admit that they don't do enough.
And raising a bit of awareness around this significant issue. We've got Priya and Rob, her husband, on the phone right now. Priya carries 100% of the mental load, she says, and Rob... Well, I think would tend to disagree,
well,
but he is
the
fun
dad.
But he also says he's not been out on a boys' night since his four-year-old was born. So good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Hey, Priya again.
Hi.
Are you ready for this quiz, Rob?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Yep.
What is Priya's go-to snack?
Well, that's rough. I couldn't answer that.
Okay, what about your daughter Layla's go-to snack?
Pretzels.
What's Layla's...
What's the answer? We ask.
Do we want to give the result at the end?
I reckon do it as we go, yep.
No, that's incorrect. Popcorn. What's Layla's...
Whose go-to snack is that? The daughter or you, Priya? Whose go-to snack is that?
No, that was Layla's.
That's Layla, the daughter. So the dad
doesn't even know.
Rob, you don't know your own daughter's go-to snack.
No, I don't. There's multiple.
What's Layla's co-curricular teacher's name?
No, haven't got it.
Ms. June. What day does Layla do swimming?
You'll know this. Come on, Rob. Let's get one.
Wednesday.
Well done.
Oh, that's one.
What are her favourite shoes to wear?
She's got about 27 pairs, so I couldn't say, and it depends on any emotion.
There's
she's
one that strides high, Rob.
Her go-to shoes. Come on, have a guess, Rob. What colour are they? Just guess it, mate. You might get it right.
Pink gummies.
Wellington Barbie boots.
Oh!
Well done, Rob. Final question. What show does she love?
Bluey.
Mate, this guy is a hero.
2 out of 5, we're calling a win, are
yep,
we?
Absolutely. Every day.
2 out of 5, Rob. Your father of the year. Congratulations. And for Priya, What about the lunch that Erin Mullen's putting on at the Centennial Hotel? If you're planning your next event, a wedding, birthday, or baby shower, Merivale has over 80 event spaces across Sydney for every budget and occasion. Visit merivale.com to find out more. Erin's putting on the most beautiful lunch.
I went and visited
all of the women.
The location yesterday, yeah. Gents, and it is, I'd never been inside Hotel Centennial. It's beautiful. The upstairs is such a perfect location and room. It looks over onto beautiful Centennial Park.
Have we got a date for
it? I'm so excited, except Pri is obviously 8 months pregnant, so probably not going to partake in the champagne. But yes, it's coming up shortly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So no champagne for Priya.
Oh, no. Well, my doctor said, you know, I've delivered.
Is there a time
the
where the baby is actually completely formed and so you can start getting on it again? Like, you know, like at the 8.5 month?
Because I think great there question. Comes a time when you can't do no damage, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thursday, May 9.
That seems right. Thursday, May 9 is when it is more mental load at tomorrow. And just in a moment, touch on MasterChef. You two have got something that happened on MasterChef you think might be
I saw something on MasterChef, and I want Erin's opinion on this as to whether this is okay in 2024. What the new French judge did, the older French judge with his dyed hair and his...
Oh, now you're shaming him for his age and his looks.
Here we go.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Big story to hit the airwaves yesterday was our mate Arj Barker, great comedian, telling an audience member to leave his show because her baby was making too much noise.
Well, you told us about this before it became a major headline and made world headlines. You said that, and you didn't think it would blow up as big as it has.
No, I didn't, but I thought it would not blow up. But I did speak to Arj about it, and we've got Arj, and we will get the mum on as well. But Arj, we'll start with you, mate. When I rang you yesterday and you told me you're about to get cancelled, I was like, what's the story? And you told me the story, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was surprised how big this thing got. I mean, it's actually now the second biggest hush trial in the world. it's been intense, you know. I mean, I was sad when I watched the last episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, but I didn't know I'd be living it, you know, in less than a week. It's been something else. I'm really happy to set the record straight on a couple things real quickly. The breastfeeding thing was a non-issue. It should be inadmissible. I cannot see the audience that well from the stage to know what she was or wasn't.
Yeah,
that was never anything to do with anything. When you know, for folks that don't know, if you're looking into an audience from a lit stage, it's like looking into a dark room while someone shines a flashlight in your face. Yeah. You can't see a lot. You can make out shapes, and I was able to discern probably a woman holding a baby. That's it. It was purely about an audio disruption of my show was going to be untenable for another 50 minutes because I'm in a quiet theater setting. This is not about my train of thought, as has been suggested. That's also disinformation. I can focus fine. Husey, you know, we both done Adelaide.
Yeah, it can be noisy. Adelaide, there's no doubt.
That's like the Olympics of focus, okay?
Because you're in a tent and you've got people outside cracking whips and you've got, like carnival rides right next to you, people screaming. So, yeah.
And you have decades of training to focus through all kinds of things. This is about the audience being able to have an immersive experience and watch a show and not be distracted. And for me, I don't like seeing my jokes get robbed of their attention and getting much less response.
Now, on that topic, Arj, and the woman in question, I told you that there was a baby in my audience earlier in the festival, but I didn't realize it was the same baby. So are you aware that that baby also went to my show as well?
Well, only because you mentioned it was a possibility the other day while you were telling me that you were also jealous of all the media attention I was getting.
There's no doubt I'm jealous of all the media attention you're getting, but I had the same baby in the audience. She has said that she was at my show as well. And I remember during that show, I reckon I said to her, chuck the baby on your boob. Actually,
as in to help quiet the child.
Yes, get your boob out.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. Well, that's
Can I ask one quick question here? Because
ask me anything you want.
Oh, thank you, sir. So she said this is a key difference in the interview. So she's been saying in the interviews that when she went and saw Husey, the baby was, quote, gurgling and laughing. So gurgling and laughing is very different to crying, isn't it? I've had babies. It's very different. What was the baby doing in your show that was distracting? What were the noises?
Well, in my memory, neither. It wasn't crying or screaming. It was kind of talking.
Yeah.
It was like going, la gaga, goo goo gaga. Now that might not seem like much, but again, I'm in a theater setting where you can hear a pin drop. The acoustics of the Athenaeum are sensational.
Right.
And if I can hear she said, well, the baby wasn't making noise. Well, I heard it. So how would I have known that there was a baby there if I didn't hear it? And if I can hear it, how can at least 100 other people seated around her?
Right.
There's no question that it doesn't take much. If
absolutely.
Somebody was talking at normal conversation definitely. Level, you would hear it. You'd say, can you not talk? What are you doing? Don't talk. We're doing a show.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Right,
this isn't about babies and theaters. This is about an audience member who is talking during the show. Unfortunately, it was a cute, really little, really tiny audience member. But and I didn't feel good about it, but I thought, you got to go.
Yeah, people, I think, are on your side here. But we have Trish
We've
on,
got
don't
Trish.
We?
Trish. Trish, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Now, Trish, this has been an extraordinary story for Australia, basically. Have you ever been embroiled? You're on TV right now. You guys, both you and Arj, you've been on TV all last night and all today. It's
all
been
morning.
Crazy.
Arj has got a bit more experience than me at that, so he's running an advantage.
Now, Trish, is this your first controversy, like media controversy in your life?
Yes, definitely.
All right.
And hopefully the last, to be honest.
Trish, we've got Arj here on the line. Did you guys have anything you wanted to say to each other? Did you have anything you wanted to say to Arj or Arj?
I'd love
Trish.
You guys to make peace here. And I think
absolutely.
Arj would love that as well. So, Trish, can you and Arj just have a chat here for a second?
Okay. Hi, Trish.
Hi, Arj. I'm sorry that you were disrupted by my baby. But I do feel that you could have been a bit nicer about how you went about it. And maybe, like, told some of your audience members that it's not okay to yell abuse at people as they're leaving your show. Because I really feel that it speaks to, you know, how women are treated. In general, and you know, I know people will think I'm a hysterical woman because some people will always think that no matter what. But had you just like, you know, made it clear, it is hard to tell when you're not joking, Arj. You're a comedian, you know.
Absolutely.
And I would have been more than happy to leave. I was not there to interrupt the show. I was there to enjoy it, as I've enjoyed many of your shows in the past, pre-children. It was extremely disappointing how you handled it and how you let it just get out of hand. And, you know, you offered me a refund of $25, but, you know, I'd rather give me a leave with my dignity, basically.
So, Arj, what would you say back to that? Do you look at it differently now?
Well, tickets are $42. one thing,
I got them on sale, luckily.
Okay.
I was not talking about
But Arj, what would you say to Trish's kind of take on what happened?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I know how a conversation works. I would say, Trish, thank you. I really tried to listen to that. And I think your daughter wants to say a couple words too.
Yeah, that's the four-year-old. I wouldn't bring her to your show. Don't worry.
I want you to know that. I want you to know that in a million years, and I would never condone anyone hurling abuse at you. At the time that happened, we're in a position. It's easy to think something's about you, and we're all in that experience. I think the word is sonder. It's an interesting word. It means that everyone's in their own film. You know, everyone's doing their own.
They are.
Everyone's the star of their own film.
They are.
And at the time this chaos was ensuing, I thought those people were yelling at me, like, rack off. You know, how dare you kick her out? Because
really?
I was also copying it from a few people towards the front. The women sitting in front of you were telling me off. And it was sort of that thing where I really didn't know that was going on, or that you felt that they were yelling at you. And also, I didn't sense that it was sustained. It was sort of a, you know, people yelled, they yelled, and then it was done. Now, whether or not you experienced that differently, I just want you to know that it was a very hectic couple minutes for me, too. My concern
that,
at that point.
You know, you're up on stage. I understand that. You've got 35 years of experience at this age. I don't have any.
Absolutely. And my concern was that I felt really bad about it, and I was trying to convey that to you, that it was personal, and that I know the refund doesn't account for a lot, but I also want to not just offer you the refund, I want to offer your beautiful daughter a ticket to my show, post-dated 2039.
Yeah.
If that's okay. Because I don't, you know, people say, Arj, would you do anything differently? Yeah. I wouldn't have gone to work that night.
I hope so, Arj, because that's the point I'm trying to... I'm not that, you know, I hope that you would have handled it a bit differently.
Trish, I'm going to bring myself in here, Trish, because you have been saying publicly that you saw my show and I handled it differently. You've said that, haven't you?
I did say that, Husey, and I really enjoyed your show, by the way, not just because you were nice to me. Although you did make some awkward jokes and I was embarrassed, but that's okay.
Yeah, I was talking about put the baby. I think I said put the baby back on the boob. But, I mean, Trish, probably were you empowered to go to other shows after I dealt with what I dealt with or not? You know what I mean? With the baby.
Yeah, I think maybe it was part of it because I thought, okay, because I was a little bit hesitant coming to your show. Then when I got to the venue, I was like, I didn't really research this very well.
Yeah, so look,
nobody said anything going in, so I was like, I'm just going to roll with it, see what happens.
Trish,
your baby was
part of my show, no doubt about that, and it was a lot of fun. But if your baby had kept talking during my show, I might have also sort of tried to get you to move out of the venue.
Well, you wouldn't have had to, Dave, because when they tried to seat us when we walked in, I specifically said to the usher, I'm just going to sit here, so if I need to leave, I can.
Right, so the positioning and Arj, the baby should not have been in the fourth row. That's fair to say, isn't it?
That's crazy. It was unfortunate with the allocated seating. Yeah. If I knew I had a choice to sit elsewhere, I would have definitely taken them up on it.
Yeah, babies near the exit. Babies near the exit's one thing about going to any show.
The exit, but I was near the end of the aisle, but I wasn't. So I thought I can walk out still, but I was too far forward, obviously.
Just one more point.
Alan Marnie was there. She's a comedian. She witnessed it. She spoke about what she saw, and she's being personally attacked for it. That's my baby crying now. Personally attacked for it. And nobody is sort of saying, hey, this is actually the problem. This is highlighting the problem.
The internet is crazy, by the way. It is crazy. Absolutely insane.
But I'd also say, like, we've had Arj on twice now on this show, and he shut me down on both occasions. So maybe sometimes the way that he speaks to people doesn't always come across that well. I'd say that.
Oh, okay.
Well, have a good day, everyone. Take care.
I've had an experience that you've talked over me so.
Well, you know, I'm a radio host, Arj. So like you say, oh, I know how to have a conversation, but like we're trying to facilitate a chat on air that's a little bit awkward and has a bit of history. So I'm just trying to do my job, like I was last time you came in, and you were quite rude to me again. So look, that's my observation. Take care.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I apologize.
No, all good.
It's all happening. Fair to say. And everyone's had
their
say.
I'm happy to cop it once, but that second time was actually rude.
Yep. Absolutely.
Thank you, Trish. Thank you, Arj.
Husey, Ed and Erin are done for another show. But to pick them up after an early morning wake up, they're off to grab a regular cup of freshly ground coffee for just $2. Available 24/7 at 7-Eleven. Husey, Ed and Erin.